Today is July 14th. These are today's vital statistics. Eleanor Connors, 96, of Richland Center, died June 30th at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held today at 11 at St. Mary's Catholic Church, with burial to follow in the St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Visitation will be held today at St. Mary's Catholic Church from 10 o'clock until the time of Mass at 11. The funeral and cremation service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Eleanor Connors, 96, of Richland Center. Carmen R. Haw, 99, of Yuba, died Thursday, July 9th at Fairview Nursing Home in Mauston. Funeral services will be held Friday, July 17th at 11 a.m. at the First Congregational Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Czechs National Cemetery in Yuba. A time of visitation will be held at the First Congregational Church in Hillsboro Friday, July 17th, starting at 9 a.m. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements. Carmen R. Haw, 99, of Yuba. Johnny F. Blair, 89, of Stockton, Illinois, died Wednesday, July 8th, at home. A memorial service will be held Saturday, July 18th, at 11 o'clock at Holy Cross Catholic Church in Stockton, Illinois. Visitation will be held at the church Saturday, July 18th, from 9 o'clock until the time of service at 11. A memorial fund has been established. Herman Funeral Home in Stockton is assisting the family with arrangements. Johnny used to work as a morning DJ for WRCO Radio. Johnny F. Blair, 89, of Stockton, Illinois. Melody K. Crary Pauls, 73, of Aurora, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center, died July 2nd. A celebration of life will be held Sunday, July 26th, from noon to 3 at the Lone Rock Community Center. There will be a graveside service at 11 o'clock at the Brown Church Cemetery in Bear Valley. In lieu of flowers, donations can be made to the American Kidney Association. Melody K. Crary Pauls, 73, of Aurora, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center. Sarah Story Hibbard, 72, of Richland Center, died Sunday, July 5th, after a long battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Sarah Story Hibbard, 72, of Richland Center. Stanley Dean Adsit, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz, died at home June 27th. A celebration of life will be held at Pratt Community Hall from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday, July 18th. In lieu of flowers, they request that memorial donations be made to Open Heavens Guatemala or Walk with Grace in Dean's memory. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with local arrangements. Stanley Dean Adsit, 64, of Maryville, Tennessee, formerly of Boaz. This concludes today's vital statistics.